The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Stand
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
Good morning.
Let's turn my headphones up even higher and I'll blow my own eardrums out here.
I'm trying, Mark.
That's all right. I know
it's just another typical day here.
I know
in
where
the
switch is. No, turn it up a little bit. Boy. Okay. Good morning, Sovereign Minds. This is Mark Kent, and I'm your host, and we are sponsored by North State Consultants, Inc., the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101, and consultations are by appointment only. You're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. Today is July 14th, and it is my mother's birthday.
Happy birthday,
Mom. We had a little get-together for her last night, had a lot of fun, and we got relatives from out of town, Matthew and Sarah. And
good old Sydney.
And Sydney, the pistol. She's,
my granddaughter.
Absolutely. So
yeah,
we've
had a great time this week.
Yeah, so anyway, we're here in the studio, July 14th. I think I already said that. I got my sister here. I got
Good morning, Mark. My name's Linda Kent.
There you go. And, we got Rachel, our trusted soundboard operator and all around good gal.
Well, the jury's out on that, but good morning.
Hey, it's all good.
The chat room's open for anybody who wants to get on the internet and go to KCNR1460.com. And the phone number, if you wish to call in, is 530-605-4567. And do we have any announcements?
I know a lot of people probably already know, but the governor did go ahead and okay the $4.2 million for the veterans home.
Oh.
So we can start getting up and operating a little bit, maybe.
I guess he does something right every once
kinda.
In a while. Huh?
Yeah. It's not quite what we wanted, but that'll work. And then I wanted to let people know next month, August 28th through September 4th, they will have the Vietnam Traveling Wall down in Tehama County Fairgrounds.
Oh, wow. That'd
so if
cool.
you've never seen it, you should get out there and, pay your respects. It's a very awesome thing. And they also usually need help in putting it up. I know last year when it was here, we helped, and it's quite an honor to do.
Well, very good. We also have We the People Radio tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 10. I think they're talking about the Humane Society Part 2, and we're not talking about the local Humane Society where you bring your dog in or go get your dog that somebody's turned in or something like that. This is the National Humane Society, and, it's another one of those cover organizations. Oh, we're here to save the dogs, only while we're doing it, we're submarining you behind your back thing, amazing what these guys got their fingers in and how many pies, You think you are getting help on one area that should be helped, and at the same time, your donations are being diverted. So, anyway, listen in tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We also have Reading Tea Party, 6 p.m. Monday night.
I'm not sure what we're doing.
Yeah, I have no idea. I haven't looked on the website. We've been too busy with the Rellos this week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, remember that the Sheriff event is
today.
Yeah. Over in Del Norte County.
Yeah, absolutely. Constitutional sheriffs, and they're getting together to, tell the public what their stances are on as far as protecting them from the out-of-control big government under the Obama regime that is just getting worse and worse and worse. Of course, this is all for our own good. You know, the fact that you need to lose your freedom, and we consolidate all the power into one branch of government. That when they used to be three separate equal stations of government, the legislative, the judicial, and the executive branch are now
That's
becoming
just old stuff.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, you know, come on.
I guess I'm a terrorist thinking that we should follow the Constitution as it is intended by our founding fathers. You know, I'm just a whack job that needs to go away because it's all good when we have a dictatorship, right?
Wrong answer. Sorry, you know, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So anyway, so we got the veterans events out of the way. First quote is this is from Benjamin Franklin's memoirs, Volume 1, 1834. The refusal of King George III to allow the colonies to operate an honest money system, which freed the ordinary man from the clutches of the money manipulators, was probably the prime cause of the revolution.
Interesting.
Wow. Maybe we've been getting a little revisionist history here lately in our textbooks, or no history at all, or what I like to refer to as the mainstream media's no news news.
There you go. I mean, you know, if you want to be brainwashed, just go to ABC, NBC, you know, all of those.
Yeah, it's the no news news. Yeah. I mean, they don't tell you anything except garbage that doesn't really matter.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's
Newsflash.
Here's an example. Supreme Court asks, who's a natural born citizen? The decision is now at the, you know, now it's up before the Supreme Court. And, you know, you'd think that that would be media worthy.
You would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Something that important.
Yeah, I guess the fact that, you know, this guy doesn't qualify as president under the natural born citizen clause, at least it's not been determined what that is. You know, the research that I've done says that both parents have to be citizens at the time of the birth, and, you know, everybody on the left side is trying to say, oh, it's just because he's born in Hawaii, you guys are Kenyan nuts. No, the fact is that if you go do your homework and research, it says that a natural-born citizen, this goes back to the founding fathers, letters between George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, John Jay, five Supreme Court decisions, say that both parents have to be citizens at the time of the birth, whether by naturalization or not, doesn't really matter, but it does seem that that would be the qualification that everybody just wants to ignore and keep talking about the birth, or you're a birth, or you're a nut job. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Georgia Supreme Court didn't even look at any of the evidence. They just said, nope.
Yeah.
So now we got to go clear up to the U.S.
Yeah, and with that, you know, we've got Sheriff Joe's has several assassination attempts down there.
Yeah, I saw that. Three or four of them.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, and
he's just a nut job. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's just a right-wing extremist that is just going after the president with a criminal prosecution only because... Oh, yeah, that's right. Only because, he's a right-wing extremist.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with forgery or selective service documents or, geez, social security number doesn't really match up,
nobody knows really who Obama is.
Yeah.
Nothing about him.
Oh, yeah, and, I mean, the arrogance of this guy. Do you remember, it's like the other day, yeah, Mitt Romney, release all your records, you're hiding everything, and really? Okay, so what was the last time you released any records that actually weren't forgeries? I mean, you know.
That doesn't matter, because he's really not on the ballot, remember?
Oh, yeah, that was the thing down there. Yeah, that was the deal. Yeah. Yeah, so really, college transcripts, all this stuff, doesn't really matter, but, has anybody ever seen any of these documents? Have you thought about that for a second? Has anybody out there done their home? Oh, it's just Obama, it's attack, you're a racist, really? So, let me see. Are you a racist? Here's a question. Are you a racist if you vote for somebody because of the color of their skin and not the content of their character? Think about that for a second. If you just vote for somebody because they're a certain color, if you said they were white, then aren't you a racist?
No.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Ask them.
But if you vote for somebody because they're black that won't release their records that we can't prove is an American citizen, you know, just because they're black, and even though they're might be a dictator pretty soon if they keep going the way they are, because they're making all of the other branches of the government irrelevant based on the fact that, you know, they keep overriding Congress, they keep declared wars, it goes on and on and on. I go into that anyway. So
there's no stopping.
There's no stopping. So what I want to do is we're going to go to a break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to go over the 27 things that every American should know about the national debt, and we'll talk about that just a little bit. So,
all right. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes, like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Get up there anymore.
Uh-oh, you're in trouble now.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I guess the voice got shot, you know. I mean, a long time ago, I used to be able to sing. Okay. Anyway.
Maybe. We're... Okay.
Oh, shut up.
Nah.
Don't worry. I slug her in the back after every show.
He wants people to think that.
That's what we used to do when we were kids, see? You know, when you're four, it's like, I don't like you. You slug them in the back, you know. And then when you're not looking, they slug you in the back, and then it's all
right.
Even. So, yeah.
Then you get a beating from your...
Then you get, yeah. Then,
from the parents.
Anyway, I wanted to go over this article. This comes from the economiccollapseblog.com, and 27 things that we should know. And it's talking about, you know, the U.S. government has stolen almost $16 trillion from future generations of America. We continue to add well over $100 million to that total every single day. No problem here. Just keep running the credit cards up. The $15 trillion binge we have been on over the past 30 years has fueled the greatest standard of living the world has ever seen. But this wonderful prosperity that we have been enjoying has been a lie. It isn't real. We have been living way above our means for so long that we do not have any idea what normal actually actually is anymore. But every debt addict hits the wall eventually. And the same thing is going to happen to us as a nation. Just like Greece. They're in recovery over there and Spain. You know, they're recovering.
Right. We don't get a jackpot?
I think riots are the first sign of recovery.
Oh, is it? Well.
Maybe not.
Okay, we've got Rachel going this morning over here.
So anyway, we'll keep going here. At some point, the weight of our national debt is going to cause our financial system to implode. This is not speculation. This is numbers. And anybody who thinks that we're going to keep kicking this can down the road because we are Americans and we are impervious to the laws of reality physics. Yeah, we're Americans. Physics don't apply anymore. I'm going to float right out of the studio. And in fact, I'm going to skip the car thing and just fly home.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
Let me know how that works for you anyhow, okay?
Either that or pick me up alongside the freeway. So anyway, the road that we are on will either lead to default or to hyperinflation. There's no in between right now, guys, believe it or not. If you're not preparing, you're not figuring this thing out. You better start figuring it out. We have piled up the biggest debt in the history of the world. If there are future generations of Americans that will look back and curse us for what we did to them. We like to think ourselves as much wiser than previous generations of America, but the truth is we have been foolish, so foolish that it's hard to put into words. Whenever I do an article about the national debt, Democrats leave comments blaming the Republicans, and Republicans leave comments blaming the Democrats. You know what? Both parties are to blame.
That's right.
Both of them get a failing grade. If the Republicans really wanted to stop the federal government from running up this debt, they would have done it. If the Democrats really wanted to stop the federal government from running up this debt, they would have done it. So let's not pretend that one of the political parties is the hero over in this little drama. You know, really? The damage has been done, and both parties will go down in history as being grossly negligent on fiscal issues during this period of the American history. Sadly, neither party is showing any signs of changing their ways. Neither Barack Obama or Mitt Romney is promising to eliminate the federal deficit in 2013. Isn't that quite interesting?
Yeah, imagine that. Neither one.
They both talk about how the federal budget will be balanced someday, like, you know, someday.
Let's skip that. You know.
Okay. I was going to do Wish Upon a Star. Jiminy Cricket, you know. But, you know, I can't sing, so whatever. So anyway, as we have seen so many times in the past, Sunday never comes. We've been pushing this debt down the road for ever since we got off the gold standard with Nixon. All of a sudden, Pandora's box, boom. Okay, number one. The following 27 things are what Americans should know about the national debt. It took more than 200 years for the U.S. national debt to reach $1 trillion. In 1986, the national debt reached $2 trillion. In 1992, the national debt reached $4 trillion. In 2005, the national debt doubled again and reached $8 trillion. Now the U.S. National debt is about to cross the $16 trillion mark. How long do you think we can keep doubling the debt before the piper has to be paid? Really? Oh, just till after elections, then it's
going
to be fine.
Right, yeah, it's going to be fine because it's going to be all fixed.
Somewhere. No. Yeah, so number two.
Okay.
So number two. If the average interest rate on the U.S. government debt rises to just 7%, the U.S. government will find itself spending more than $1 trillion per year just on the interest of the national debt. Now, do you guys know how much we're collecting every year in taxes?
Maybe a little close to that.
Yeah, I think it's like $2 trillion, so we'll be spending half of everything we're getting on interest. I think that's going to cut into some of the other programs. You think?
Maybe just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I mean, you know, I don't care. You know, this is like being on the Titanic and it's sinking and we're trying to argue,
how fast we're going to go down?
Well, who's going to be the first one, to not get in the boat, you know? That's what, we're going down and we're worried about, you know, anything but the fact that we're going down, you know? So, I don't know if that was a good analogy, but that's what I came up with. Anyway, so number three. Okay. If right at this moment you went out and started spending $1 every second, it would take you more than 31,000 years to spend $1 trillion. Okay. So guys, at $1 every second would take 31,000 years. What do you think it would take to do $16 trillion or $22 trillion, which is
you can't factor that in.
Boy, you really, first of all, they don't have that much currency in existence, all electronic entries.
All they got to do is push the zero on the computer.
Yeah, you
and
just start tapping.
Good. Yeah.
Those guys tap it on the computer. Yeah. Yeah. And if everybody was counterfeiting money, do you think there would be a problem with production?
No.
In other words, let's say you're working real hard and I'm counterfeiting money and I'm buying up all the goods and services in the area. Is that a problem?
Oh, just maybe just a little bit?
Yeah.
No.
See, I didn't really work for it. Okay. No. So.
Oh, but you think you're entitled to that?
I'm not.
Well, I'm not giving it to you. You got to go get it from someplace else.
So what you're saying is I need to take it by force. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, see, there's a problem with that. A lot of people think, well, I have a right to that. You know, really? So why don't you just go next door to your neighbor because you haven't been working lately and put a gun to his head and take all his stuff? And how do you feel about that? Is that the right thing to do? Are you not now a criminal at that point? Sure. But
yeah.
If you say that I'm not going to do it because I was really uncomfortable for me to go next door and, you know, burglarize or strong arm or have armed robbery, then it's okay if I delegate that authority to the federal government, as in i.e. Obama, who says, hey, you know, I'm going to redistribute the wealth. I get to steal from you and give it to you. Really? So, in other words, you're just too cowardly to do it yourself, right? It's okay if the federal government does
right.
it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking not. So, what you end up with is a dictatorship every single time. Number four.
That never works.
Since Barack Obama entered the White House, the U.S. national debt has increased by an average of more than $64,000 per taxpayer. Yeah, we're only going to get those guys over $150,000. I should do the Ernie and Dave. Really? Okay, so do you think this guy lies?
No.
No, he never lies about anything.
No.
He
just flip-flops back and forth. What's wrong with that?
You wish upon a star. Oh, sorry. Number five, Barack Obama will become the first president to run deficits of more than $1 trillion during each of his first 4 years in office.
But it's getting better.
Well, but he's fiscally responsible.
No. You got it wrong. It's Bush. It was all Bush, just fault.
You know, you beat me to the punch. It's Bush.
It's Bush.
Yeah, Bush did it all. It's all Bush's fault. That guy, you know, even though he went to Harvard, did we get Bush's records from Harvard? Didn't we? Yeah. How come we don't have? Yeah, he's a C student. How come we don't know what Obama's records are from Harvard and Columbia and Occidental? No.
No.
Nope. No records. Yeah, but he needs to be. He's the most transparent president in the history of the country, of the world.
Yeah.
According to him. So, now, number six. If you were alive when Jesus Christ was born and you spent $1 million every single day from that point, you would not have spent $1 trillion by now. Let's see. The U.S. national number seven. The U.S. national debt has increased by more than $1.6 trillion since the Republicans took control of the House of Representatives. So far, this Congress has added more to the national debt than the first 97 Congresses combined. No problem there.
Yeah. That's because that's kind of like the law of physics, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's working.
It doesn't count.
Work with me here. Yeah. Come on, work with me.
Sorry. It's not working for me over here.
Yeah, okay. So number eight. During the Obama administration, the U.S. government has accumulated more new debt than it did from the time that George Washington became president to the time that Bill Clinton became president. Number nine. If Bill Gates gave every single penny of his fortune to the U.S. government, it would only cover the U.S. deficit for 15 days. Now, put that in perspective out there, guys. Here's the richest guy in the world, and if we stole everything he had,
right,
it would cover the deficit for 15 days. But we're going to get it all from those evil rich guys.
Yeah, those bad evil rich guys.
That'll keep us going till the end of the month. then we implode, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, let's just keep printing money. It'll be good. And when we hyperinflate and your dollars are worth nothing, which they pretty much are now, not going to be a problem. Yeah. Okay, so number 10. We got to go to a break.
All right.
We got a minute.
Okay.
Let's do number 10.
Let's do 10.
As Bill Whittle has shown, you could take every single penny that every American earns above $250,000 and would only fund about 38% of the federal budget. So in other words, if you took everything from every rich guy in the country right now, you get to make it. So what's 38% of 12? So you'll make it through, 2 months? I was wrong.
Maybe.
Yeah, I was wrong. Maybe a little more than 2 months. So, and then we collapse. Or print money.
Well, yeah. And you see a problem with printing more money?
I like printing money as long as I'm the guy doing it. Yeah. Because and if I don't go to jail because there's no consequences, you know, everybody else, it's called, counterfeiting.
Right.
They do it, and it's called quantitative easing. Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah.
Quantitative
and
easing. Yeah, I like that part.
Oh.
Yeah. And I just get to fund all my rich banker friends with it so that they don't go under and move all of that, you know, over to the balance sheet.
Yeah, just play the shell game.
Yeah, move that all over to the United States balance sheet so us taxpayers are on the hook for the next 3 or 4 or 5 generations.
Yeah, what's the big deal? What's the problem for our grandkids and their kids,
No, there's no problem.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, so next, let's see.
What's 11?
11 is today the government debt to GDP, which, by the way, people who don't know what GDP means, is gross domestic product ratio in the United States is well over 100%. In other words, everything that we produce in goods and services for the whole year, okay, is not going to pay the debt off.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So if we produced everything across the board in America is like $15 trillion and some change. And now we owe more than we produce everything. This is like having
what do we produce?
Well, this is like having a credit card, though. This is like having a credit card where I'm making $100,000 a year, for example. And I owe $110,000 in credit card debt. And so after all my living expenses and everything and paying all my bills, I will never, ever pay down that credit card. And it's going up exponentially.
Right.
No problem here. Okay.
No. I mean, why would you see a problem in that? I mean, that's all good. I guess we have to go to a break. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up, America. You're too young to die.
This Sunday, Diane Amble of the California Animal Voters Alliance is back to continue her startling examination of the Humane Society of the United States and its questionable ties. Also joining us will be lobbyist and legislative consultant Karen Strange of the Missouri Federation of Animal Owners. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum, the new Liberty Park, to be located at the Redding Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
And I'm Judy Maxwell. We invite you to join us on Sundays right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
We leave the politics to other shows.
We just love to inform, educate, and just have a good time.
We have a variety of guests and invite you to join us. Don't let the Sunday blahs get you down. Have fun with us.
Absolutely. Tune us in and take us with you. We'd love to have you along for the ride.
Remember, Don and Judy, 10 a.m. to noon every Sunday right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Down today.
moon horizon.
In more ways than one.
We're back. Yeah, you know, the thing is, at the end of this, we're all going to be a lot better for this because I think we're going to get back to a constitutional republic. Not a democracy, which everybody says, oh, we're a democracy. No. The founding fathers called that a mobocracy because you could vote out your own rights and you would try to, you know, vote in, you know, benefits from the government that weren't possible.
Right. Kind of where we're headed now.
Yeah, we're already there.
Here we are.
Number 13, the United States. I think we're going to skip 12 because it's like, gobbledygook.
Okay, no gobbledygook today.
We don't want any gobbledygook. You got to be able to say gobbledygook first, four times fast without making a mistake. So, the United States has already more government debt per capita than Greece, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, and Spain does.
Wow.
Interesting.
So, folks, what does that tell you out there?
You know, it can't happen here.
I think we're well beyond that now.
The law of physics don't apply, and we're in recovery. It's only 8.2% unemployment out there right now. If you don't count anybody,
right.
As long as you don't count anybody that's not working.
Really? Okay. Those are good data numbers, let me tell you.
Yeah, no skewing of the figures here.
No.
The mainstream, no stream. Yeah, it's like the no stream news.
Yeah.
The no news news. Anyway, here we go. It's, number 14, at this point, the United States government is responsible for more than a third of all government debt in the entire world. Yeah, no problem. So, number 15, the amount of U.S. government debt held by foreigners is about five times larger than it was a decade ago. Yeah, the borrower is servant to the lender. Yeah, throw that one out. Doesn't apply. So number 16, the United States debt is now more than 22 times larger than it was when Jimmy Carter became president.
How come we don't go back to Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, how come we don't blame Carter for everything? Yeah. That would be good. We'll just switch it from Bush to Carter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Carter, Bush, whatever. No. Who cares? It doesn't matter. No. It's everybody else's fault but mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, the debt. Hey, ixnay on the yette. Yeah, we don't want to talk about the $4 trillion that happened under me or double it or triple it. And if we get elected again, we won't implode. It's okay, fellas. Life is good. Okay, so right now, in number 17, it is being projected that the U.S. national debt will surpass $23 trillion by 2015. Yeah, yeah. Okay, $23 trillion.
So what's the big deal?
Drop of the bucket.
Yeah, you know.
The heck?
16 to 23, you know, 7 trillion difference.
Who cares if my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson has to pay taxes and, you know, is in slavery?
Right.
I don't care.
From the day they're born.
Yeah, as long as I get to go to the waterworks. So, let's see. 18, mandatory federal spending surpassed total federal revenue for the first time ever. Now, let's see. Mandatory federal spending surpassed total federal revenue. Well, you know what that means is that you have to borrow to fund everything else in the government. I don't know if you guys realize exactly what that means, but what that means is that you're funding all the mandatory spending, you know, Social Security and Medicare and all these mandatory programs, pensions and so forth. After that, you can't fund the Army, the Navy, because they're not mandatory.
No, they're not.
They're not mandatory spending, so which means you have to borrow just to run the complete entire federal government over and above the entitlements.
Right.
No problem. Let's move on.
That's balanced.
Yeah, let's balance the budget.
Yeah.
They can't balance the budget. It's physically impossible. They got to print.
It can't happen, folks.
It can't happen. Yeah. So now, let's see. Where are we at here?
I don't care who you are. You can't make it up.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay. 19. Between 2007 and 2010, the U.S. gross domestic product, that's GDP again for all you lame, I'm sorry, I wouldn't say lame.
No.
All you laymen.
There you go. Clean that up pretty good. Yeah. Rachel is getting ready to hit the button over there, you know?
Yeah, so between 2007 and 10, the gross domestic product grew only by 4.26%, but the national debt soared by 61% during that same period of time. Do you guys see a problem here?
We're back to balancing, though.
We're going
to
grow our way out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I should see you can balance that.
Yeah, so we can grow like 4% to 61% of debt to growth ratio. Yeah, we ought to be out of debt, you know, when the apocalypse happens. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Number 19. No, that was 19. Number 20. The U.S. government has total assets of $2.7 trillion and total outstanding liabilities of $17.5 trillion.
There we go again.
And that's
a balanced budget.
That's a balanced budget. And that's not counting all the unfunded liabilities that we're not even talking about. The liabilities do not even count $4.7 trillion of intragovernmental debt that is currently outstanding. Number 21. U.S. Households are now actually receiving more money directly from the U.S. government than they are paying to the government in taxes. So
Let
me see. Let's see. So
what is it? 1 in 7?
Isn't that a redistribution of the wealth? So we're going to steal from you and give to me, and the federal government is going to control everything. So what happens when they just decide, you know, we're not going to pay any of you guys anymore because we've decided that you're all kind of a drain on the system here. And so, you know, maybe what you need to do is go find a job and go to work, and then we'll just take everything you own so we don't catch up.
And don't get to be a certain age because, you know, Obamacare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to go home and live with my mommy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. U.S. households are now actually, blah, 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 blah. Okay, the U.S., number 22, the U.S. government is wasting your money on some of the stupidest things imaginable.
No! Really?
I'll give you an example. In 2011, the National Institute of Health spent $592,527 on a study that sought to figure out once and for all why chimpanzees throw poop. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, sure. We had to do that.
That was, I mean, I'm not sure what the, you know, where we're going with that once we figure it out.
Okay, so the crap hit the fan.
I'm thinking, you know, at political gatherings, we'll now know why the constituencies are throwing poop.
Yeah.
Because Darwin's theory of evolution.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, well, never mind. So, number 23. If the federal government used GAAP accounting, which is the standard, like publicly traded corporations do, the real federal budget deficit for the last year would have been $5 trillion instead of $1.3 trillion. No, not cooking the books here.
No, uh-uh.
No.
They wouldn't do that.
It's all for our own good.
Yeah.
Servitude's good. So,
right.
Let's see. I just don't know if I want to be a field slave or a house slave.
A house boy or a...
Let's move on.
Next one.
Okay, where are we at? Okay, the Federal Reserve purchased approximately, this is number 24, approximately 61% of all government debt issued by the U.S. Treasury Department during 2011. So in other words, the Federal Reserve is buying 61% of all the government debt issued by the Treasury. So the Treasury Department issues the bonds that they printed out of nothing, and the Federal Reserve
is buying them.
Is buying them with the money that they printed out of nothing, and that's what's funding the federal government. And there's never going to be a reckoning here at some point.
No
flood of cash around here, and so it all becomes worthless. And then all of those checks that you're receiving, and that food stamps, and all that good entitlement stuff that you're pulling in out there that you're relying on, is not going to become worthless. Don't worry. It's all good. Go back to sleep and pretend that it's not happening. Be self-reliant is probably the answer out there, guys. So you better, listen to what's going on here. Number 25. At this point, the U.S. debt, national debt, is more than 5,000 times larger than it was when the Federal Reserve was first created. Yeah, and that's because they were created for monetary policy stabilization, and they were created to make sure we had, you know, their mandates or make sure that we have full employment. I think they threw that one out the window not too long ago because, you know, they kind of figured out that the way they were going, that it didn't matter, that there was so much unemployment that they couldn't really justify the fact
that it's only 8.2%.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's right.
Yeah.
And inflation's only 2% because that way they don't have to give anybody raises because the money, you know, the stuff that's out there, food and, you know, gas, it didn't go up really.
No.
Yeah, we'll just throw those figures out because they kind of skew our figures to show that we want to make sure that you don't understand that it's like 10%.
They're not that important. The food and the gas, that's really not important to live.
Yeah, you don't have to travel.
So you can't put that into the balance sheet.
Yeah, you don't want to travel or eat. Okay, so let's see. I think we can go to a break right now, and we'll come back with the last of our little thing on the
day. All right, this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
With KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you have served in the U.S. Armed Forces, National Guard, or are a reservist who has deployed to active duty, there are many programs and services available to you. On Friday, July 20th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Veterans Employment, Housing, and Resource Fair will be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall next to the downtown post office on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be a multitude of organizations there to assist with employment, moving into permanent housing, transportation, and medical services. A complimentary lunch and other refreshments are provided. Every veteran is welcome. Please allow us to serve those of you who have served by attending the Veterans Employment, Housing, and Resource Fair. Remember, it's Friday, July the 20th at the Veterans Memorial Hall. We'll see you there.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back, folks.
Mark Kent here, talking about all things debt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Geez.
Just wake up, people.
Yeah, the mainstream doesn't really want you to, get the point here because, it's just debt. Debt doesn't mean anything. I think Dick Cheney said that. Debt doesn't matter.
What's the problem?
Yeah, as long as I'm not paying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, here we go.
As long as I got my food storage and my silver and stuff, I'm good.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, there you have it. Okay, so number 26. The federal government began right, if the federal government began right at this moment to repay the national debt at a rate of $1 per second, it would take over 480,000 years to completely pay off the national debt.
Hey, no problem.
It's all good. Sup, man?
Yeah.
So, you know. Number 27. Okay, the official government debt figure does not even account for the massive unfunded liabilities that the U.S. government will be hit with in the years ahead. According to Professor Lawrence J. Kotikoff, the U.S. government is facing a future fiscal gap of more than $200 trillion.
Wow.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can cover that.
We'll just start printing. Let's just start
start pushing the zero on my computer.
As the U.S. economy continues to crumble, even more Americans are going to become financially dependent on the federal government. For example, food stamp spending has doubled since 2008. Millions of Americans have lost their jobs and needed more assistance from the government. Since Obama became the president, the number of Americans on food stamps has gone from 32 million to 46 million. All Bush's fault. But the Obama administration believes that a lot more Americans should be enrolled in the food stamp program. The Obama administration is now spending millions of dollars on ads that urge even more people to sign up for food stamps. In fact, their efforts to get even more people or more Americans to sign up for food stamps have become very creative.
Yeah. Wasn't it Nancy Pelosi that said that that helps the economy?
Yeah. Being unemployed and on food stamps is what...
Yeah.
It puts
money back in the system.
And it drives the economy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. She's such a brain, a brainiac. She's a think tank all unto herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, read the bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no,
so,
we got to pass it all before
we don't
read
know
it.
Yeah. So anyway, for all the help, for all this helping of those that cannot feed themselves, they're running ads to become more dependent on the government. Of course, the Obama administration is going to cause our debt to balloon in size as well. It is being projected that Obamacare will add more than $2.6 trillion to the debt. That's no problem. It's not going to add to the debt. It's actually going to cost less, no problem. Not a tax. It's a penalty tax.
Yeah.
So that's a difference.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day and they said that they went in to get their unemployment benefits, but before they could do that, they had to go sign up for food stamps.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
so,
that's something.
So everybody's going, I need to get mine. I got to get it. You know, and in the meantime, if you're not becoming self-reliant, guess what happens when it all gets cut off? And it's going to get cut off. Trust me on this one.
The check won't be in the mail here pretty soon, folks.
It'll be in the mail, but it won't be worth anything.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
It'll go to the bank and the doors will be closed
Yeah. So for all those helping, of course Obamacare is going to cause our debt to balloon, blah blah blah. So where are we going to get all this money? We can't keep spending money we do not have. We have got to prioritize. Every single category of government spending needs to be cut. But instead we feel like we can keep ripping off future generations of America and that we'll always be able to get away with it. But what have we done to our children or grandchildren is beyond criminal. The truth is that we should be listening to the warnings of our founding fathers about government debt. And those people out there that didn't go to school, didn't think it was important, that's why we're here. And the younger generation that doesn't think that the founding fathers were a bunch of old fogies, freedom, what's that? You know, for example, Thomas Jefferson said that if he could add just one more amendment to the Constitution, it would completely ban all borrowing by the federal government. I wish it were possible to obtain a single amendment to the Constitution, he said. I would be willing to depend on that alone for the reduction of the administration of our government to the genuine principles of the Constitution. I mean, an additional article taking away from the federal government the power of borrowing. If we had listened to him, we wouldn't be in this trouble in the first place.
Right. Isn't that amazing, though, that they had that insight 230 years ago?
Well, they lived it. We're living it now. We're going to have the same insight after the end of this. But guess what? If you know, there's a lot of pain between here and there. Just like, you know, people don't get it. You know, back in the Revolutionary War, it wasn't, oh, yeah, there was a, they lived in this, you know, pristine utopian forest.
Oh, yeah,
know?
Sure they did.
And they didn't have to fight for
they
anything.
They weren't starving.
They didn't starve.
Yeah.
No snow, no Indians, no. No nothing, no problem.
Yeah, they had a nice heater in there.
Yeah,
and,
no
yeah.
government. You know, no. What it does is they had to carve their way out of the wilderness here and depend on themselves. That's what made them the great country, the great people, was they weren't depending on their government. They started depending on themselves yep. in this great experience, experiment.
And banding together
yeah.
with one another,
yep.
which we, folks, we need to start doing.
So, with that, I have one more little article here before we get to the end. This is from CMC, this is from the No News News, CNBC.
Uh-oh.
Actually, once in a while, they do print some news. They just hide it so nobody can find it. Market Savior.
It just wasn't broadcasted yeah. in bright lights.
Yeah, this is from Thursday, July 12th, by John Malloy. Okay, executive producer, Fast Money and Halftime. Market Savior, stocks might be 50% lower without the Fed. You know, all the people that are looking at the stock market going, yeah, it's going up, things are getting better, we're in recovery, really? Well, if I counterfeit money and I counterfeit 20% more money and the stock market goes up by 10, I've lost a 10% value on my money.
Right, and they don't realize when it goes up, it goes down that much, if not more.
Absolutely, as soon as the charade ends. And
yeah.
so, you know, the charade is coming to an end because we are going to either hyperinflate or we are going into a deflationary 29-style depression. We know that Helicopter Ben is going to save us from ourselves.
Yes, yes.
And so, and the
yes,
banks.
Yes, your best interest
yeah,
at
of
heart.
Of course, because why would we not have a Federal Reserve Bank if it wasn't right. for the good of all the country?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
independent
really.
Body, nobody controls them. Hey, that's exactly what we need. We don't want the congressmen involved there that might be accountable to you know, the people. No, we need a independent, privately owned, you know, out of control federal counterfeiting right. machine that's going to save us from ourselves.
Yeah, because we don't know any better.
Yeah.
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 We don't.
Yeah. Let's just go get some food stamps and go on unemployment.
Okay. Yeah,
right,
sure.
Cool. I'm there. So, we're at the end of the show here. We kind of went on a rant today. Our special
Yeah, our guest, something happened. I guess we had a miscommunication. It actually was somebody from the Liberty News.
Yep.
But I'm sure we'll be able to get him back in the future.
Yep.
Next week, we have Dr. McConnell coming in and talking about Obamacare and how it's going to affect you locally. Now, this is somebody that's right up here at Mercy Hospital that's right in the trenches on the medical part of it, so stay tuned, and it'll be interesting what he has to say.
Yeah, he's actually a pretty smart guy. You know, we've had him on here before, and he's very well educated, understands the issues in Obamacare. He's actually a doctor as opposed to, you know, the guys in government who seem to be the seers of the all-knowing oracle of the commander-in-chief.
Yeah.
Obamacare, Barack Obama. So.
Oh no, we can't do.
We can't do.
No, that's not working for me this morning at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he
ought to be a really good guest and get us some more information about Obamacare and,
yeah.
like I say, how it's going to affect you folks right here in Reading.
Yeah.
Let alone everybody else across the nation with this. I mean.
Yeah, that's
it's
exactly
not good.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so
yeah.
next week I'll go over, I got some of the virtues that, Benjamin Franklin, adhered to in his life, and, we'll talk about that a little bit. I guess we're getting, close to the end here.
Yeah, we're getting, just remember folks, get together, get to a tea party, get somewhere.
Do something.
Yeah.
Get off the couch, get off your butts, do
get
something.
Involved, whether it's, you know, at the city councils, the school board of supervisors, you know, it's all across the board. We need help,
even
and
if
we
you
need
just,
to stand together.
Even if you just start storing food so you're not going to, you know, fall victim to this.
Yes, that's true.
This monetary depression that is coming worse and worse because, but there's no problem. So, anyway, what do we got here? We got Gary one. Never mind. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll take the call after the show. So, yeah, anyhow, everybody, like I say, just band together and let's stand up and take our freedoms, you know, keep our freedoms.
Where are we at on that?
Because
on the
we are losing, we're losing them.
Yeah, we're losing them. But at the same time, we can win this war. And
yeah,
we can. Put the banks under, you know, let's get back to a free market economy with a standard that can't be counterfeited. Anyway.
Yeah.
If you were born an original, don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. My name is Mark Kent. You've been listening to Sovereign Minds, where we put principles above parties. Remember, you have to be aware to be prepared. Keep storing and stacking out there.
There you go. And we will see you all next week. And I think we're going to go out with some good music here. This is 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. It's a state he won 4 years ago to break a 44-year hold by Republicans. President Obama has landed in Virginia for a second straight day of campaigning, speaking today in Glen Allen and Clifton. In his recorded weekly speech, he called again for richer Americans to pay higher taxes, as they did during the Clinton administration.
That was when our economy created nearly 23 million new jobs, the biggest budget surplus in history. And millionaires were doing pretty well to boot.
In their message, Republicans say the president has a lot of explaining to do about his economic record.
3 years later, the results are in. Unemployment is over 8% for the longest period since the Great Depression.
Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. Mitt Romney's response to a call from the president's reelection campaain to explain his role with Bain Capital.
This is really absurd.
Romney was accused of lying to the government when he said he left Bain in 1999.
He really needs to rein in his team and to finally take responsibility for what they're saying.
And the president